this unabridged recording of
The Football Solution, written and narrated by George Megalogenis.
Introduction. I've always wanted to write a book about Australia that takes as its central characters my football club and the inner city suburb it sprang from. A club that rose from the slums to become the most popular in the country, but fell to earth when football went national. A club of very Australian contradictions. I had a beginning and a middle, but it never occurred to me that there could be a happy ending. Richmond was the tragic character in a soap opera, destined for perpetual heartbreak. Each season would tease the possibility of fulfilment before taking a humiliating twist. The finale was never in doubt. The suspense was only in the timing and the detail of the dignity-shredding loss. The 2017 Premiership changed that plotline in a delightful, unexpected way. It went beyond sport, speaking to the very meaning of national life. Across the world, sporting competitions were producing fairy tales that gave their communities permission to enjoy themselves. Between 2016 and 2018, the cities of Leicester, Cleveland, Chicago, and Philadelphia, and the suburbs of Footscray and Cronulla celebrated their drought-breaking championships with street parties that recalled those that greeted the end of World War II. Although Richmond's premiership was part of this global trend, I believe it sits in a category of its own, partly because it was my club, and partly because it carried a lesson for leadership in Australia. Richmond didn't just win, it rewrote the rules for sporting success. For the Tigers, there was no logical reason to think that 2017 would be different from the previous 36 years of disappointment. The season began with the team winning while playing poorly. Hope. Then they placed themselves on the guillotine of public ridicule by losing a couple of close games, in which their play merited a win. Let down. Then they started winning again. Hang on. I was reminded of the conversations I'd have with my mother as a 10-year-old, back when a Richmond premiership was a reasonable expectation. In 2017, we were talking that way again. One moment, we were going to the footy out of habit, because it was the best time of the week for the family to catch up. The next, we were thinking ahead to a top four finish and the path to a grand final. As my confidence grew, I figured I should share my hunch with a handful of people who followed me on Twitter. And so, with four games still left in the home and away season, I publicly predicted a Richmond premiership. To increase the degree of difficulty at my own expense, I declared my faith on a weekend when we didn't play all that well. I waited for the blowback. There was none. I pinned the tweet to the top of my account, replacing a column I had written for the New York Times on Australia's stellar migration record. Still, no blowback. The people who replied to my missives throughout August and September behaved in a manner completely abnormal for Twitter. That is, their engagement was thoroughly human. There was none of the static that enters my feed when I tweet about politics. No misspelt insults. No accusations of bias, no random arguments between strangers based on obscure readings of past events, just a series of funny conversations about a game.